And we'll end this hour by remembering Lloyd Benson, who died this morning. Benson was a vice presidential candidate, a senator, a treasury secretary, and the speaker of one of the best-known political put-downs of recent times.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Lloyd Benson made that remark about his opponent in the 1988 vice presidential debate. His target was Dan Quayle, a young senator from Indiana who had just compared himself to Kennedy. And when Quayle took offense, Benson was ready.
You're the one that was making the comparison, Senator. And I'm one who knew him well. And frankly, I think you're so far apart in the objectives you choose for your country that I did not think the comparison was well taken.
Lloyd Benson of Texas in the 1988 vice presidential debate. One reporter who covered him was Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
And listening to that tape of Lloyd Benson, I'm reminded of what a commanding figure he was on stage, whether you approved of him or not.
Oh, amazing. He was tall, patrician, extraordinarily compelling guy. He would surprise you because even though he seemed like he might be the CEO of some bank holding company, sometimes he would say remarkable things like that quote.
And I want to remember what happened in that 1988 election. He remained on the ballot in Texas, both as a vice presidential candidate and for re-election as United States Senator. What happened?
That's right. That's what he did. In fact, that was a vestige of what a law in Texas, which Lyndon Johnson made sure was in place when he ran. But he was a marvelous person on the national ticket, a clear counterpoint to Mike Dukakis.
And what did that say about the troubles of the Democratic Party, troubles that have continued to this day, that Lloyd Benson was reelected as senator and the very same voters turned him down as vice president along with his running mate, Michael Dukakis?
Benson was really the last of the great Southern Texas Democrats at a time when Texas was still Democrat. He was part of a machine, basically, in Texas, the coordinated campaign, which won year after year. But he, after he left office in Texas, left behind sort of a Democratic Party, which was increasingly in disarray. Today, there are no Democrats in office in Texas, statewide level. In the days when Lloyd Benson led the state and led a giant Democratic ticket every 2, 4, 6 years, it was Democrats all the time.
Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News. Wayne, thanks very much.
Sure.
And a family spokesman confirms that Lloyd Benson died today at his home in Houston at the age of 85. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.